In July, we said Washington was the rare bounce the market had already paid for. Two flags pointing up, but a price that assumed them, leaving the actual variance in two first-time coordinators and one healthy franchise quarterback. The whole projection reduced to a single conditional. If Daniels stays upright behind a rebuilt line, the flags do their work. Camp's first 2 weeks have been a sustained argument that the conditional's premise holds. Daniels arrived fully healthy after the injury-wrecked 2025 that ended with him shut down for the final month, and the staff built the first three practices deliberately around his command of David Blau's system. Pre-snap operation, communication, timing, per commanders on SI's camp coverage. Then the pads came on August 3rd, and the file got loud. Multiple red zone touchdowns across simulated possessions on the first padded day, prompting Dan Quinn's assessment that Daniels is further ahead than expected in the new offense, per commanders on SI. The team's own notebook called the following session his best of camp. On time, pressure avoidant, arm strength on display, and Wednesday stacked a second straight golden day. Touchdowns to Ben Sinnott, Terry McLaurin, Dyami Brown, and Luke McCaffrey, plus the first true big play score of the summer, per the OnSI daily file. The honest calibration came from the same beat that supplied the praise. Through the first five practices, the offense had generally run behind the defense, and mastered the offense remains, in their words, an overreaction. Ahead of schedule is the claim the evidence supports. That's the right epistemic size, and we'll adopt it. The install itself is the other finding, because it rhymes with July's thesis about who Blau is. The on-SI observations describe increased movement, misdirection, and unusual personnel packages, shades of Ben Johnson's offense, with more to come, including a mesh concept using Sinnott's traffic to spring Antonio Williams for a score. The team's own camp preview confirmed the structural shift. Blau's system asks Daniels to operate under center far more than he ever has, a deliberate choice to weaponize play action and balance. Readers of our Philadelphia report this week will notice the pattern. Both NFC East installs are dragging their quarterbacks under center, and readers of the July preview will remember why it matters here. Blau was Ben Johnson's quarterback's coach, and the bet was that the lineage travels. Two padded weeks say the fingerprints at least did. The supporting files briskly. McLaurin is Holden free and healthy, a delta from recent summers, and framed the moment himself via a Jeremy Fowler clip. "It's the first time I've had a quarterback for 3 years, especially with somebody's talent." The receiver room behind him is the roster's thinnest bet, rebuilt on veteran minimum flyers, Dyami Brown back, Van Jefferson, Treylon Burks, after Debo Samuel's exit, with Luke McCaffrey's development push the internal hope. He's been catching touchdowns, and the WR2 job remains genuinely open. Jacquerie Kroski-Merritt's role keeps expanding in the backfield, per the beat. Linebacker Kane Medrano passed his physical and came off PUP August 3rd. And the padded week brought the chippiness a Quinn camp advertises. McCaffrey and Mike Sainristil separated. A Nick Cross late hit answered with a thrown ball, multiple shoving matches inside 20 minutes, logged by on SI as a trend, not an incident. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The preview structure was unusual, a bounce we believed in that offered no market edge because everyone else believed too. And camp has validated the belief without changing the pricing logic. Daniels healthy and ahead of schedule is the necessary condition arriving on time. The twin first-time coordinator variance, which was the actual uncertainty we flagged, remains exactly as unresolved as coordinator variance is in August. 8-10 wins, priced fairly, still the read. What would change it? The WR2 competition producing a name before cutdown, the one personnel question with real target tree consequences, and the first preseason look at whether the under-center version of Daniels travels against an unscripted rush. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.